Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I Also Hate Pitt, joined by
Jeremy Phoenix. I'm in the building, the booth.
We are here today as the Raspy Voice Kids, and we are here to do pop culture. Pop culture.
Hit you with that pop.
Jeremy, you want to introduce it for us?
Yes. So, you know, you think about old school television shows, maybe even reality shows or whatever you want to think about. I got this thought because I remember the NFL, I think the first round of the playoffs, was doing this Nickelodeon thing where they were broadcasting the game on Nickelodeon, and every time somebody would score, there would be slime that go on the players, like, you know, virtually. I thought it was kind of cool, but then I thought, man, I would have loved to have been on that show, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, what was the show even called? Was it Double Dare?
I think so.
Or you can't say this on television. I know they slime people on that, too. Either way, it started to make me think. It's like, man, what shows would I have loved to have been on back in the day? And I thought about, like, Global Guts. That is the juice. Legends of the Hidden Temple. That is the juice. I always wanted to play and compete on them type things. If I was older, I probably would have picked Gladiators. Gladiators, are you ready? Because it's competition. It's fun. But it made me think. What show, if you could pick any show, it doesn't have to be a reality show, any show. If you could be on any show, what show would it be and why?
I think I would want to be on The Simpsons. And I was thinking about this.
Ooh. The Simpsons. Wasn't expecting that.
Well, if you're going to pick a TV show, I feel like you got to pick a cartoon. Because if you die, first of all, you never die. You don't age. And if somehow you do die, they just bring you back in the next episode like nothing ever happened. Think of Kenny on South Park.
Every episode.
Every episode doesn't matter. So
you people, you killed Kenny.
Yeah, and I was thinking, to me, that would be the easiest choice. Something where I'm preserved, I can preserve my sexy, and I'm safe.
Unless you chef.
Yeah, unless you get the big mouth like Chef did.
Yeah, hello, children. That little Girl Scout. Was about 72 feet tall. She said, I need about 350.
I need about 350.
Yeah, yeah. I went through it. And But look.
Plus, The Simpsons, they predict everything for the future. So you're way ahead of your time. And you got longevity. All right.
I was not expecting a cartoon, but you went with cartoon, so we'll go with it. Because I asked the guys at work, and they were like, oh, Buck Wild for sure. Or, remember Buck Wild, Brandon?
Yeah, I forgot about
down
that.
Down there in Sissonville?
Yeah.
Yeah, Buck Wild. They were talking about the Jersey Shore. You know, I thought about Double Dare. That's what it was, Double Dare. Double Dare, Guts. But Brandon, to be honest and truthful, if I could be on one show ever, you know what I'd be on?
What would it be?
The Bachelor.
The Bachelor?
And I would be the Bachelor.
Well, duh.
Oh, baby, bring it out of me. Bring it on. You said, well, duh. By a mile and a half, I'm going to be, you know,
no,
maybe
you
by
said,
the time.
You said, I'll be the Bachelor. That's why I said, well, duh.
No, that's what I'm saying. All these people lined up trying to vote for my affection, which it should be like. Maybe by the time we're done with the show, it may be up there with Flavor of Love or New York. I can't remember what that is. Yeah. Her show. You're too much like your mom's New York.
Maybe you should give anybody a show. Anybody could get a show back in the day.
Tila Tequila or whatever her name is. Tequila Tekaya.
Tila Tequila is now a white supremacist, by the way.
Brandon, stop it.
I promise.
Brandon, stop it. I'm talking to the girl in the mirror. Brandon, are you serious?
Yeah, Google it. Undo
her
Googles.
To change her ways. Brandon, that's ridiculous. What else? I mean, there were so many. The Rock of Love. Don't forget about The Rock of Love. With
yeah,
Bret Michaels. Man, there's so many good shows. The Real Housewives. I mean, there's so many things that you could be a part of. So many things that, I don't know, would just be pure entertaining. But I'm being honest. If I had to pick one, I'm going to be the Bachelor. I'll be handing out them roses. Talking about you too much like your mom. You're too much like your mom's, New York.
Like
you're
mom's. Too much.
Hold up. I just got to say one thing. I just got to get a shout out to Hoops.
Yes, shout out to Hoops. Shout out to Hoops. Big shout.
Hoops. Oh, who Hoops is.
All-timer.
Yeah, Hoops. All-timer, for sure. Hall of Famer. Don't get it twisted. But that's our picks. We want to know what your picks are. If you could be on one show ever, it doesn't matter. Any TV show ever, what would it be and why? Let us know.
Rat me voice!
Do you have cold floors in your home? It may be time to insulate your crawl space because cold air is rising into the rest of your home. Alfred Home Solutions can fix this problem. Call them today at 304-317-4105 today to book your free insulation estimate. Again, 304-317-4105. Don't wait. Insulate.
Right, we got five on it. Five questions, five answers, fill in the blank style. New week, here we go.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's RVK fill in the blank. Brandon is ready. Jeremy is ready. Here we go. RVK fill in this first blank. West Virginia ceiling is blank.
WVU ceiling in basketball is the sky. The ceiling is a roof. In football, the ceiling is lower than fans understand it to be.
Okay. You threw football in there. I know you're throwing football in there. I thought we were talking basketball. And for basketball, when you say the ceiling for West Virginia, the ceiling is the Sweet 16. That's the way I feel. I don't feel like we have enough consistent scoring to go farther than the Sweet 16. Yes, I think that's the ceiling. I feel like we'll make it there, but it's tough. You know, we're going to have to win two games before that to make it there. And if we're doing that, I feel like at some point we're going to fall off. I think we're going to be scrappy. I think we're going to be hungry. But for me, I think this is a Sweet 16 year for us.
I think that it's hard to gauge the basketball team because we don't really know who they are. It's only been five games since Tshiebwe. So you go from having Tshiebwe as a starter to losing him and Cottrell. It's hard to gauge where the team is, honestly, to see how they're going to play. You know what I mean?
No, I get it. But that's the reason why you filled in the blank the way you did and where I filled the blank in the way I did, okay? Get up off me, son.
Yeah.
RVK, fill in this blank. Seeing Chibwe in a Kentucky uniform makes me feel blank.
I'm gonna be honest, it makes me feel irritated. Just a little irritated. You know, and I didn't expect to feel like this. I felt like, you know, bygones be bygones. You go, you do what you need to. But for me, I think about the way he left and when he left, most importantly, just a little irritating. I hope, you know.
What do you hope?
Yeah, yeah. And I pull back on that one. You know, I let him live his life and do what he does. Yeah. But my concentration and focus is on West Virginia, and that's where it is. I pull back on that one. You go try to stress me, but nah. On to number three, Jordan. Get him.
RVK, fill in this third blank. After Pat McAfee's interview with Rich Rodriguez, makes me feel blank towards Rich Rod.
I feel understanding. Oh, I know it's not going to sit well with most people. To hear him talk, it just helps you realize there's two sides to every story. And I think, you know, does it hold water? You know, and I think it holds water. So I'm more understanding towards Rich Rod. That's just me. That's how I feel.
You know what my word is?
Which word?
Nothing. Ready for the repeat? Nothing. Rich Rod didn't say anything in that interview that made me feel any different. Stuff I already knew, stuff had already been rumored, stuff about the money for the assistants already rumored. I already blamed Ed Passalong for as much, at least as much, of the blame as I blame Rich Rodriguez. But there's nothing he said that made me feel anything. Nothing.
The fourth blank, RVK, fill it in. Alabama winning another national championship is blank for college football.
This is an interesting one. I had to think about it because I didn't have strong feelings, but the more I think about it, I think it's good for college football. I think it's good for college football because everybody is going to root either for Alabama or against Alabama. There's nobody in the middle. There's nobody in the middle. You either love them or you hate them. So I think it's good for college football because when you have a love-hate power like that, people watch. People care.
Yeah, that's a good point. For me, them winning another national championship is I don't care for college football. I don't care. Get up there. You think it's bad for college football? Beat them. You feel like it's this and that? Figure out a way. Figure it out or get figured out, okay? I'll also say, people are saying this about Alabama, and I know they're on an unprecedented run, but I feel like every decade there's a team. I mean, there was Florida who won two, and you thought they were going to keep going. There was USC who won
two,
three out
you
of –
you thought they were going to keep going, but they didn't.
USC who won three or four, and you thought they were going to keep going.
But they didn't.
The U back in the day, you know what I mean? Like, you never know how decades change, so maybe this changes.
No.
It won't. This train will keep going. That's the reason why I've been a Bama fan for life. But but I don't care. I don't care.
Our final fill in the blank, RVK, fill in that blank. Deuce McBride's game winner was blank.
It was monstrous. Monstrous in the way that not only was it a big bucket and a big game and a big moment, but it was monstrous for our season if you look at the Big 12. I don't think we're winning the Big 12, but to stay competitive in it, we had to win that game. Also, we've had a lot of close losses to great teams this year, but we didn't have a signature win, in my opinion, yet. It was huge to be able to finish off that game, especially with Mac McClung having a career night, which everybody seems to do against West Virginia. Think about how terrible Kansas is playing now. When they played against us, they couldn't miss. But anyway, it was just huge. It was just monstrous to be able to get that win and to gut it out.
The word that came to my mind to fill in the blank when I thought about Miles Deuce McBride's game winner is cold. The shot was cold. The play was cold. The defense to preserve the win at the end of the game was cold, but he just had straight ice in his veins when he made that bucket. And he got fouled, and they didn't call it. So it was cold to me. Straight cold.
Rack me, boys!
Big shout to Shrinkables! Shrinkables, supporting the RVK partnership since day one. For the final segment of the Raspy Boys Kids, we are going to just freestyle talking about football and basketball. Jeremy, you ready to do this?
Yeah, we can do it.
I also hate Pitt. He is Jay and Fiend. And this is what we think. Jeremy, we lose Jamal Adey to Georgia. Same position, more money. What do you think?
I think it's big. Actually, the truth is, I don't know how big it is. So we had co-defensive coordinators. All I know is our defense made leaps and bounds, was ranked number one in the country. Was it Jordan Leslie? Was it Jamal Adey? I don't know. I don't know who it was. I'm just hoping that we made the right decision, because I feel like if you'd have given him the permanent spot as defensive coordinator, maybe he would have stayed. But then again, maybe that means Jordan Leslie leaves. So the truth is, I'm not close enough to the program to know who was the right choice. But right at this point, I think that we have no choice but put our faith in Neil Brown, that he's making the right decisions. And I think it's a significant loss no matter what. But hopefully, you know, good coaches lose, you know, assistant coaches and coordinators all the time and keep the ball moving. So hopefully we keep it moving, but I do think it's a significant loss for WVU.
Skylar Callahan reported that, I mean, he didn't report, he just tweeted a fact, which is that WVU's lost five assistants since Neil Brown's gotten here. It's five assistants in 3 years. I don't know what that is turnover-wise. Like, I don't know if that is a lot compared to other programs. I don't know. But the point you made is the point that I was thinking about. Nick Saban loses coaches every single year. He loses coordinators, in fact.
Yep.
Pretty much every year, it seems like.
That's what I was going to say. I can't tell if it's a good or bad thing that we're losing assistants. I mean, in one respect, I think that it's good because it shows that we're getting the right people in here. But on the other thing, the other flip side is, are we losing them for the wrong reasons? I don't know. I think it's the positive reasons that we're losing them.
Well, Jamal Adey is leaving. Yes, he's leaving his alma mater, but he's going to probably get a double. He's going to probably double his salary. I mean, it's hard to turn that kind of money down. It's easy to sit here and talk about what you would do until you're in that situation where somebody starts to show you the money and they get them dollars up.
Yeah, them ducats.
Them ducats up. And then it's really hard to decide. Then it becomes hard to say what you would do when the money is actually there in front of you. It's easy when it's not there and you can hypothetically, philosophically talk about what you would or would not do if you were in that same person's situation. So I'm not faulting Jamal Adey. I wish him the best. And I hope he does nothing but great things down there in Georgia and beyond in his career. I feel like it was a lose-lose proposition when it comes to Adey and Leslie, because you're going to lose one of them. You're going to lose one of them. And when you say making decisions, I don't know that the decision was all Neil Brown's. Because if it was up to Neil Brown, I'm sure he would have just kept both of them. He may even have done the same coordinator situation that he did last year, this year. But it's hard to say. It's not like he ran them off. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely not. So what do you think make about this whole Benton and Allie Jennings transferring, hitting the portal like so many people do?
I just think it's part. I think it's part of the game now. I really don't. I don't put much into it. I think you're going to lose players every cycle, and we get them, we lose them. You never know.
Hey, man. I mean, Allie Jennings only played 149 snaps this year or something like that.
Nonchalantly, like you didn't know exactly how many plays he played.
I'm going to just throw out a number.
149, I guess, somewhere.
I'm just saying it shows that, you know, we have other players who are able and capable of playing with him or ahead of him. So I think it was a mutual agreement. You know, they both understood what it was, and you know what? I was listening to ESPN Radio today, or maybe it was yesterday, and it was funny because they said certain people just don't have, you know, certain options. Like Deshaun Watson's like, hey, I want to leave, and the team's like, hey, we hold your contract, you too good, I don't know if we're gonna let you go. Actually, but Bomani Jones said this, you too good, I don't know if we're gonna let you go. And he said, but on the flip side, Matt Stafford says, hey, I think it's not working out here, I think we won't leave. And the team said, you know what? We was thinking the same thing. So sometimes it's mutual, sometimes it's not. I think in this situation with Allie Jennings, I think it was mutual.
Yeah, I don't know. But shout out to Allie Jennings, DeFi Genetics client, Virginia product. Wish him the best in his future.
All right. Let's get down to brass tacks, man.
Wait, did you hear we might Lamont McDougal might be coming back to Morgantown?
All right, we'll go there first. All right, Lamont McDougal. I heard he's on the transfer. He was a freshman All-American here at West Virginia. I think he had 2 sacks. I know, once again, throwing out stats like I don't even really know. 4 tackles for loss, 2 sacks, like 29 tackles or something like that.
In a system that he was not built for?
Yes. He transferred under the old regime. Went out to Washington State for greener pastures. The grass wasn't too much greener on the other side. And now we are in a handful of teams that maybe Mike coulda get him back. Brandon, here's the thing. Don't forget, when he was here as a true freshman, he started over Darius Stills.
Yeah.
He got more snaps than Darius Stills as a freshman. Yep. Now, I'm not saying telling you right now he's better than Darius Stills. I'm telling you that's the potential and the ability that he has. For him to be back on the market, for him to be looking back at West Virginia, there's a lot of guys he played for with still at West Virginia, man. That would be huge if he came back.
Yeah, I know he's friends with Dante, so that would be a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, we got a lot of boys. You know, Jeffrey Pooler's coming back on that defensive line. Obviously, Dante. What's that dude's name from down from Bluefield? 6'6 dude. Freshman.
Sean Martin.
We got him. Let's see if he pans out, if he really brings it. You know what I mean? He was a big-time recruit. Jalen Thornton, big-time recruit. Mezidor, big-time – I mean, I'm not saying big-time recruits, but they are big-time ball players. Jalen Thornton, I think, was only a 3-star, but we heard from his father talking about he thinks his son could play with anybody. All fathers do. The difference is Jalen Thornton actually played the position, you know?
Yeah.
So Mezidor, Thornton, for McDougal to come back would be big for us, especially – dude is short, but he's stocky and powerful. And I just remember things he's doing.
Nasty. He's tenacious.
Amen. That would be huge, and I'm rooting for it.
I mean, the man's name is Lamont. Okay, first of all, you know what I mean? Like, how many people you know named Lamont?
Yeah. I feel Lamont. He gets the job done. That's what I think of when I think of Lamont. Whatever you need him to do, he gets it done. You need him to work on your car, he gonna work on your car. Lamont, get it done.
Get it done, son.
But let's get to the big one, man. Darnell Wright. Darnell, that's right.
Talking about Darnell Wright. Why are we talking about Darnell Wright?
I wanted to bring it up because of the fact of he said he was announcing where he would be.
Okay.
He went with the outlet of 304 Wave.
Giving them any pub?
I'm sorry. Okay. Scratch that. A 304 outlet. And then he says, I'm staying at Tennessee. Do you have feelings about that, Brandon?
No. The guy never gave any indication he was coming to Morgantown. None. Never. This was all perpetuated by news outlets that wanted clicks. And I think that everything he did was in response to that.
I understand, but I feel like he trolled. I feel like he
trolled people who were pretending to have insider information. People who said multiple times they had sources and insider information when they didn't.
Got you.
The kid, being put under unnecessary scrutiny, decided to have a little fun with it. And it doesn't bother me. Who cares?
I get it. But I feel like you spray bullets in the crowd because of one person. A lot of other people got hit outside that one person.
Hey, survive the shot to die.
I feel like it was unnecessary to use that outlet that had 304 in it.
Jeremy, I can almost guarantee you that outlet was his friend.
I don't care. I feel
and also,
like controller.
And also,
and by the way, never do I feel like you need people who are going on his site to say, stop it. This kid's a high school, a college kid. I know he's a young adult. Don't do that. Don't go that far. But I feel a little certain way towards it because I feel like he trolled us, you know? The next day he said, I'm saying that's it or it's over or something like that. Dude, you could have said that to begin with. That's all you had to say. That's all you had to say.
Well, he did meet. I mean, did you see he met with the AD, and he did tweet something that he did later deleted almost immediately that said, "I wish Neil had more time. Could have been something legendary," or something like that, he said.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I felt like he just toyed with our emotions, you know? I felt like he toyed with our emotions. And I understand that that may not have been his point. I think he may have been just trying to, like you said, go at those specific media outlets. But I feel like a lot of innocent bystanders were caught in the crossfire, me being one of them. But you know what? It's okay. That's okay, though. Dougie Nest, we with you, baby.
Yeah, I just never got into the hype, ever. I never fell for it. I never was interested. I mean, I wanted him to come to WVU, of course, but he never gave me any indication he was going to. Yeah. He never even entered the transfer portal.
Yeah, and that's another thing. How is everybody leaving? All these offensive linemen leaving, linebackers leaving, everybody's leaving, and the one dude that we need stays. We don't need, we want. But you know what? We don't even want him no more, so never mind. Never mind.
Nah, grapes.
Yeah. You know, anyway. So let's talk about this basketball game. We talked about it in fill in the blank. You know, I got five on it. Brandon, what you think of the last basketball game? Texas Tech, Mac McClung in the building.
I thought Mac McClung was as good as advertised, by the way. Leading the Big 12 in scoring, came out, had his best game ever. I'm a believer. Dude had ice in his veins, too. I thought he was going to hit that last-second shot. Deuce had great defense on him. Made it a lot harder than it had to be.
Can we talk? Everybody wants to talk about his bucket, and that bucket was huge. I mean, absolutely monstrous. We'll get to it here in a second. But what I love is you saw him not celebrate. Where was he on the last play? He was right there in his and don't get me wrong. McClung had a wide-open shot. Not a wide-open shot, but he had a shot he could have hit. You know what I mean? He just missed because he missed. That's what I'm saying. He had every opportunity. It was on him whether he missed or made. But McBride actually got back on defense and challenged the shot. He wasn't celebrating. Immediately, let's get back on point. Let's play defense. And that's what he did. I just, you know, hats off to be able to get back on defense after you hit a bucket like that. To be able to stay focused and have basketball IQ to realize this game's not over and to get your butt back on defense.
Yeah.
But what a game. What a game. We go up 10. They go up 10. Be honest with you. I turned the game off. I said it on Twitter. I don't apologize for it. I clicked over to it when we were up 10 points with about 10 minutes left. By halftime, it was tied. I said, I'm not watching anymore. Now, I did watch my phone updates on the score every now and again. And about with 2 minutes left, I turned back over because I had to.
I never turned it off. I stuck with it the whole time. I was tired. I got the second COVID vaccine. Dose, and I was exhausted from it, but I stayed and watched the game, and it was worth every second.
Man, you know what's funny? So the way I'm watching it on my internet TV, everybody's about half a minute ahead of me. So I put my phone on silent, and I turned it upside down so I couldn't see it light up or anything. But I forgot to turn off the buzzer. So as the last play is going on, 19 seconds, I hear my phone zzz, 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 and I just got the biggest smile because I knew that meant we won. Because if Deuce hadn't hit that shot, Brandon, I would have heard nothing. My phone was sitting there vibrating, just kept vibrating. I was like, he must hit this. And he did. I love the fact that he wasn't passing the ball. He goes around a man, two big dudes in his face. He was not passing the ball. Why? Because big players make big plays and big games. This was his moment. I put my mama on it. You know what I mean? This was his moment. I just quoted Bubba Sparks. I know I'm going back a little bit. And the bank off the glass, baby. That's ice veins. That's Ohio State from last year. That's what we need if we're going to make a real run. I know I said our ceiling is Sweet 16. If we're going to make it past there, we need a closer. We need somebody to Mariano Rivera, this thing, to John Rocker. Why did I say John Rocker? To Armando Benitez, this thing. Man, I'm going way back with all these sports references. Either way, we need a closer to close out these games. And I have faith. I do actually have faith in Tash Sherman. He showed to be able to do it too. But McBride, man, that's a cold, cold man.
I agree 100%. I think we actually have a few options, but you're right. I think, nah, it's Taz and Deuce.
You said we have some options. I started thinking, I was like, well. And then I came back real quickly within a second. No, we don't. Taz or McBride. Yeah.
Sean McNeil can get hot, but he's not the guy that you just trust to make shots. And Jalen Bridges is young. I don't see him. I mean, he makes shots. He's very efficient. But I don't see him being a guy that you're like, hey, we're going to go to him. Even though Huggy did say they had him set up just in case things didn't work with Deuce. Taz was second option. Jalen was third. So it'll be interesting to see how we do and how we go as the year moves along.
I love you so much that McBride wasn't even thinking about passing that ball.
No, I'm glad.
At no point was that ball leaving his hands. That's big time right there.
Yeah, it is. And I'm glad that, you know, the other thing I love is that Coach Larry Harrison's the one who drew that play up, who called that play.
And love it.
They went with it and it worked. I love that.
All right, so we got two more things to do real quick. Real quick, I'm pretty sure you haven't watched Florida. Neither have I. I know they're not ranked. I know they have a good record. I think they have like four losses. I will say playing out of conference, I don't know why. It just seems like the teams get us sometimes. I think last year we won in our matchup. Maybe not, but we won in our out-of-conference matchup. But any thoughts on Florida? No, yes.
Another Derrick Nichols encounter. Haven't taken the time to
look yet. Yeah. So that's coming up next for West Virginia. I do want to throw a tiny, tiny little piece in here, Brandon. The Super Bowl is coming up. Actually, we got 2 weeks, so we can chill. We can chill the next week.
All right, son.
Yeah. We'll chill. We'll chill on that. We'll chill on the Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady. We'll chill on the Tom Brady, Bill Belichick. All that we can calm down with. We all right now can leave just happy that Aaron Rodgers is not in it. That's it. That's the show. What? We out.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.